Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, this morning, in the holy, wonderful Word, to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. The Bible said in verse 14, "The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey." So much here in every one of these words. Why did some receive more than others? The Lord knew their ability, didn't he? And why didn't he give the guy that he gave 2, why didn't he give him 5 also? Because he knew where his ability was. God's made all of us. He knows what's in us. He knows our gifts and our graces. He's the one put them there and made us. But there's two things going on here. One is our abilities in God, our talents and abilities, opportunities. And then the other is what we do with them. It's not just all in what God has given to you. So much of it is what we do with it. You can have wonderful opportunities and do nothing with them. You can have, you know, wonderful abilities and talents and opportunities, but then you must be faithful with it. He goes on to say, "He that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." He didn't do like the other 2 individuals. He didn't try to use what he had and increase it. He just went and dug a hole and put it in it and covered it up, hid it. After a long time, the Lord of those servants comes and reckons with them. And he that received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents and said, "Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more." Lord, we're able to double what you gave us. You gave us that opportunity. You gave us that ability. You gave us those resources. And we did what we knew how to do with them. And glory to God, they doubled. Was the Lord happy about that? Was he pleased with that? The Lord said to him, "Well done. Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things." If you read Luke's account, he told him he's going to be ruler over 10 cities. How many know in the kingdom of God to come, we're going to rule and reign with him? I mean, understand, it's not going to be some kind of kingdom of God communism or socialism that we're all exactly the same. Some are going to rule over 10 cities. Some are going to rule over 5 cities. Some may not rule over any cities. They're saved, but not rewarded the same and not having the same place. The Bible said in the resurrection that people will differ like the stars do in glory. Well, some stars are brighter than others. It's wonderful just being a star. But why not be a bright star if you can? Some folks are going to have to think about these things. Don't take my word for any of this. Look it up. It's in the Bible. Look it up. The guy that had 2. Verse 22, "He that had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them.' And his Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. That's exactly what he told the guy that now has 10. He's got 10, this guy's got 4, but the Lord gives him the same exact commendation, doesn't he? He said, well done. Why? Because he didn't give him 5. Has he done as well as the guy did with that's got 10? Yeah, he doubled his. He doubled his. The amount's not the same. The size is not the same. But the faithfulness was the same. And that's what we get rewarded for. Faithfulness. We shouldn't get, you know, so focused on size and volume, amount. But we should be focused on doing the very best we know how to do with what we've got. Sometimes people say, well, it doesn't matter to God if you got a church of 20 or if you got a church of 2,000 or 20,000. Doesn't make any difference with Him. It's not the size that counts. The faithfulness matters.
Amen.
And if you got 20 and you're supposed to have 200,
amen.
You're supposed to turn that 20 into 200, then you're not okay. If you got 2,000 and that 2,000 is supposed to become 15, and you put that on an individual basis, we're not to compare ourselves with each other. We're to compare ourselves with what God has given us. And are we doing the best we know how? Are we being faithful with what He's given us? Now these statements of Jesus, I mean, you've heard them. A lot of you've known them for years. Well done, you good and faithful servant. How many believe that this life is short? I mean, it's about this long and we're going to be out of here, and soon and very soon, you and me, all of us going to be standing in front of the Lord. This is not a fairy tale. This is not just somebody's theory or idea. If you believe the Bible, if it's true, it has to be this way. Soon and very soon, all this is going to be over. You and I are going to be standing in front of the Lord. We're going to give an account of what we did in the body on the earth, right? And what do we want to hear? Come on, tell me, what do we want to hear? Without exception, every one of you, every one of us want to hear, well done, Keith. Well done, Bob and Susie and Tom and John. Well done. Good and what?
Faithful
servant. And he says it again. You have been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over much. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Are you going to want to hear that?
Yes.
Is it reasonable for us to think we're going to hear that if we have not been faithful? Now this is the part people don't want to think about. People want to be unfaithful. They want to be lazy. They want to be lax. You can't count on them for anything in church. They're not faithful on the job. They're not faithful to their family members. And yet, some way or another, they think they're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, when we get there, we will not be able to change it. Good news. We're not there yet. Oh, come on. Now, good news. We are not standing there yet. We still got some time. We don't know how much we got, but how many understand if it's a day or another month or another 10 years, we still got opportunity to be faithful. And we know the Lord will forgive us of past unfaithfulness, right? He forgives us of all sins. He'll forgive us and cleanse us. And if we'll get faithful, we can still hear it. Even if we've been grossly unfaithful in times past, we can still hear it if we'll make the changes today and now. If this is true, and if you believe the Bible, you have to say it is, then we should be very interested in what it means to be faithful. And we should be examining ourselves. Am I faithful? Go with me, if you would, to the book of Proverbs, please. Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20 and verse 6. Says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. What do most men do? They're going to proclaim, they're going to tell what? Their own goodness. They're going to tell you how good they are. But I heard somebody a while back say, they said it in a funny way. This guy was telling them how amazing he was. And the other fellow said, yeah. He said, that's what I hear. He said, now it's mostly you I'm hearing it from. He said, but that's what I hear. So, most people will tell you about how good they are, but read the rest of it. But what? But a faithful man, who can find? Who can find? The English version says, everyone talks about how loyal and faithful he is, but just try to find someone who really is. So is faithfulness a widespread characteristic? According to the Bible, it's rare. Who can find? Didn't say there were none. They're just not everywhere. Now, there's a lot of people who will tell you they are. But who can find indicates that a whole lot of the ones that are saying they are not faithful. Well, it's not for me to judge you or you to judge me. But it is for us to judge ourselves. Am I faithful? And you don't need to be quick to answer that question, do you? Because we've already read, that's what most everybody does, is goes, oh yeah, yeah. Oh man, you can count on me. Oh yeah, yeah, I got your back. I'm your man. I'm solid. Well, the Bible said, almost everybody says that. But when it comes down to it, they're not. But we got to make up our mind. We're going to be. We're going to be some of those rare ones. We won't tell you how faithful we are. We're going to show you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, He Cannot Lie, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611C. That's R611C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.